Legal problems can be overwhelming, but you don't have to face them alone. Just one call and the expert at Bryden's Lawyers will be by your side. Bryden's Lawyers, they do support you in your time of need. Terms and conditions may apply. The number to call, 1-800-848-848.
Some people say every child deserves a dog, but what about a budgie? Maybe every kid deserves a budgie, and not just kids. To comment further on this, President of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia, I had no idea there was such a thing, but it's Troy Holmes. Hello, Troy. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Budgerigars, apparently extremely popular little critters as, do we call them pets or companion animals?
Look, there's a lot of people now. You've got them as companion animals. You've got them as fur kids. Or FIDs, as a lot of people like to call them now.
Really?
Yeah, I think with the age of the internet, a lot of people have come up with some great names for them, but FIDs, the furry kids, is definitely one that's sticking.
Okay.
The FIDs, I should say.
Well, so what's the appeal of the budgie?
I think the budgie offers a really good balance between affordability and interaction.
Right.
I think a budgie, you can go down to a pet store and find one for around sort of $25, $30 for your regular baby budgie. And obviously with that, you can take it home and you can teach it. You can train it to do certain tricks and respond in certain ways and obviously talk. Budgies have a great vocabulary.
Do they?
Assuming that they're obviously kept separately. There was a budgie that actually had an album on Abbey Road back in the 50s, believe it or not. Sparky Williams over in the UK. We've got a budgie here in Adelaide that can speak both English and Japanese.
Wow.
So it really comes down to how much you invest into it.
Yeah.
And I think particularly with kids, giving them the responsibility, caring for a pet it's a great privilege, and there's nothing more therapeutic than caring for an animal. And you put that in front of a child, and a budgie's a reasonably affordable way to do it. With something like a goldfish, you might find something slightly cheaper, but there's not that level of interaction that you get with a bird and being able to train it and the reward that I think goes along with it. So budgies they've really picked up in popularity.
Youngest son and I had the best canary, but this is a heartbreak story because we just had one of those hot, hot days a few years ago and the poor little thing died. I mean, I didn't see why it would. It wasn't as if it didn't have any water or any of those things, but I guess they're so delicate. You know, they talk about the canary in the coal mine, and on that particular day, birds out in the open were actually falling off branches, as I understand it. How sensitive are budgies? Are they tough little critters, or are they a bit delicate?
No, in my experience, they're definitely tough little critters.
Yeah.
They obviously are native to inland Australia, so you find them obviously west of the Great Dividing Range primarily. They're used to the arid conditions in Australia, so I did actually read somewhere once there was a study done that budgies were able to go up to 39 days without access to direct water.
Wow.
They were able to get access to the water through the likes of gum leaves and various things. They're actually able to absorb it there. Budgies do tend to take in the bulk of their water early in the morning. And then spend the rest of the day travelling. And ironically, the word budgerigar is an Aboriginal term. It apparently means good tucker or good food.
Right.
And we're not sure if it actually means that the budgerigar was good eating or that the budgerigar, the Aboriginals used to track between watering holes because the budgies would fly between them.
Oh, I see.
So there was always good tucker around the watering hole.
Okay, so they were a nifty little guide to food and water. And they do come in a fine array of colours, do they not?
They do. So we, in the exhibition side of Budgerigar, there's 28 varieties that we actually show at the national titles. So every year we have a state competition and then the best of the best go away to the national title. This year they'll be in Launceston and in 2025 they'll be in Cairns. Those varieties, obviously, because we've been able to breed them in captivity, we've been able to sustain them. So in the wild, quite often, you might have bred a yellow budgerigar or a brilliant blue one in a pack of 14,000, so in a giant murmur of budgerigars, as they call them.
Is that the official phrase, a murmur of budgerigars?
Well, a murmuration is the, I guess, where you have the giant group of them that darken the sky. A chatter is actually a group of budgerigars.
Chatter of budgerigars.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So you'll find that in those huge mermations that a hawk or something of the like would actually target the bird that looks different, right. You know, whether it be a sick bird or it's a yellow bird. So through captive breeding, we've actually been able to propagate the likes of the lutinos, so the pure yellow ones, the albinos, the pure white ones, and some beautiful recessive pieds and some golden faces. So there's a lot of interest in the rainbow budgerigar. So the rainbow budgerigar is a composite of, it's a golden or yellow face, it's an opaline, and it's a clear wing, and it's a variety of the blue. So they're really popular. They're a beautiful pastel colour, and a lot of pet owners, they're in very high demand.
And you say they're loyal, so they actually can recognise you. They'll know you when you come into the room, will they?
Oh, my goodness. My sister has a pet budgerigar, and you can walk past it and everything's fine. And then the moment she walks past it, this thing's up and down like you wouldn't believe. They definitely have the ability to recognise their owner, and they're extremely loyal. We've seen on Facebook recently that a lot of people are astonished at the depth of the bonds that they're able to form with these birds.
Right.
It wasn't something that they were expecting, you know, and it's something that, you know, you may form with your dog or your cat. It's just you're doing it with something that can obviously be a whole lot more affordable. And the other benefit of it is that we find a lot of people are actually allowed to have them, you know, in the cost of living crisis that we have at the moment, in rental properties.
I was just about to ask you about that, what the situation is in a rental property. Can you have a budgie as a pet and it not be a big deal?
I think you obviously still need to go down the path of checking with the landlord, but they seem to be a whole lot more flexible with you having birds, at least from the feedback we've received, than potentially a dog or something that's going to require the yard. You know, a bird kept in a cage, they definitely seem a whole lot more open to the idea.
One of my sons has three, I think, cockatiels, and it's interesting to me that he lets them out of their cages and they'll walk around for a while, but then they go back to the, I guess, security of the cage. Does a budgie do that?
A budgie will if it's, I guess it's feeling very safe and where it is in its environment.
Yeah.
If you have a budgie that's untrained, so, you know, and it's a little bit scared or it's sitting there in a cage and you open the door, it could well fly out and, you know, potentially disappear. But a budgie that knows at its home, that knows that it's within its environment and it's, you know, got the bonds with its owner in the sense that it's, you know, it's been well handled and well looked after, it'll come out of its cage, but also go back into its cage. It'll be very comfortable in its surrounds.
How long do they last?
I have seen them live up to 15 years.
Really?
You generally see them live about 7 years.
Yeah.
So, and breeding-wise, the males will generally breed for about 4 to 6 years and the females for about 4 years.
Okay. Very interesting. Appreciate your time, Troy. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Troy Holmes is president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia, talking about why everybody deserves a budgie.
Legal problems can be overwhelming, but you don't have to face them alone. Just one call and the expert at Bryden's Lawyers will be by your side. Bryden's Lawyers, they do support you in your time of need. Terms and conditions may apply. The number to call, 1800 848 848.
Experience a taste of Fiji on board Fiji Airways before you arrive at your destination. From the South Pacific-inspired cuisine, complimentary meals, beverages and entertainment, to the warm, friendly flight attendants who'll make you feel right at home, where you're relaxed in an instant, like you've stepped inside your own home. Welcome to a place where culture reaches you at 30,000 feet. Call your travel agent or book now at fijiairways.com.